Are you noticing weeds coming out of the wheat stubble that was just harvested? I'm seeing weeds, primarily that awful Palmer amaranth taking over some of our wheat stubble. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomy Specialist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace counties. I provide unbiased, research-based information to you for you to apply it on your farm. And I'm sure you've been seeing these weeds peeking through the wheat stubble, and the big question is, so what? What kind of an effect do these weeds in the wheat stubble really have? That exact question was asked on the K-State Experiment Station in Tribune, where a 5-year study was conducted to determine the effects of weed pressure in wheat stubble on the available soil water at corn planting the next spring. And then we're checking to see if there was an effect on the yield of that corn crop, if there was any differences in soil water. So in this study, the weeds were controlled in mid-July or the third week of August, or there was no weed control until the spring unless Mother Nature went ahead and killed off these weeds with a frost. Now, if the weeds were allowed to grow from mid-July to mid-August, there was less soil water available when we cored that soil and pulled it up in August to determine that soil water. The greatest amount of water loss from delaying control from mid-July to mid-August was actually in the top part of the soil profile from the surface down to a foot and a half. Now, if the weeds were allowed to grow clear until October, there was further water depletion. This did not show up in just the surface, but less soil water was showing up clear down to that 4-foot depth. In fact, the July weed control had 0.6 inches more water than the mid-August control, and then the July control also had 1.40 inches more water than the later control. So as you can tell, it's really important to be thinking about available soil water. Now remember that the delaying weed control, even now, there was less water in the upper portions of the soil profile unless we controlled. This trend continued with less soil available water throughout the rest of the fall, the winter, and the following spring. The water depletion was shown as less soil water at corn planting that following season also. The trend of less water in the soil profile was present throughout the whole growing season from the delayed weed control after the prior wheat harvest. The differences in plant available water was also clearly reflected in the grain yields, with less grain yield showing up from the later weed control. Delaying weed control resulted in reduced grain yields, reduced biomass of those corn plants, water use in the corn, and water use efficiency. So if you haven't controlled your weeds that are poking through the wheat stubble, put it at the top of your to-do list. If you're spraying the weeds, your mix will either contain primarily Gramoxone or Paraquat, or will have a pretty hefty dose of growth regulators along with the glyphosate. Be sure not to skimp on your rates right now. These weeds are big, and they are probably starting to show some stress from the lack of rain and the hot temperatures that we've been having. If you have any questions on this research, please contact me, Jeannie Falk Jones, at the K-State Extension offices in St. Francis, Sharon Springs, or Goodland, or contact me on the K-State Experiment Station in Colby. Now, I have the article that discusses in more in-depth about this research posted on my website, and that's www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. I also posted it this morning on Facebook at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy. And remember, if you have any questions, just give me a call.